carnation. I'm all dressed up for the dance. A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all alone in romance. Once you told me long ago, to the prom with me you'd go. Now you've changed your mind, it seems. Someone else will hold my dreams. A white, sport coat, pink carnation, and in a blue, blue moon.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation.
I'm all dressed up for the dance.
A white
you told me long ago, to the prom with me you'd go. Now you've changed your mind, it seems. Someone else will hold my dreams. A white sport coat and a pink carnation.
Welcome to the oldies episode of Orphan Radio. I'm Matt. I'm with Benji.
Hello.
And Paul.
Hello.
Yes. That first song was?
That was A White Sport Coat and a Pink Carnation done by Marty Robbins.
And we're going to...
Great.
Yeah. Sad. He died young. Pretty young.
1982, I think.
Wasn't he like in his 40s or something?
Something like that. My grandpa used to always play El Paso.
My dad and my dad's really into that song. Yeah. That's how I first got into Marty Robbins.
He used to play it on a guitar when I was little, and he would sing it. It was really fun.
Anyway, we're going to try and do all pre-1964. This song is for Mike. Enjoy it, bitch.
Wop, wop, wop.
Come on, yell, yell, loud as well. You gotta scream, scream, you know what I mean.
All right, that first song was for Mike, aka Kilo. All the way to Philly. Sorry. Anyway, that was Ernie Maresca, Shout Shout, Knock Yourself Out. And then
The song after that was Sylvie Vartan. That was I Heard Somebody Say.
Where's she from?
France.
That's different.
Y'all Are Wild.
And then the third song was Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs with Do You Believe? And that was the B-side to their hit song Stay, which, I don't know, it's just as good, I think.
Yeah, it's good.
All right. Paul, what did you think?
I liked it.
Do you have anything to add?
No.
All right. What's the next song you're going to play?
Oh, we're going to do that. It's going to be The Wailers, Bob Marley and The Wailers, How Many Times.
All right, here you go.
Tears are falling from my eyes. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
All right.
Hello.
Another set in the can?
Yeah, that sounds like...
You want that in the can?
Yeah, that sounds right.
I'll take it right here. You know what that's from, right? Come on. Do you know what that's what line that's from? What movie?
Yeah.
You guys are fucking losers.
I know, I'll be embarrassed when you say it.
It's European Vacation.
Okay, sorry.
Actually, that movie kind of sucks. I just got into a big debate about
it. I saw that at Oak Park Mall.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't like it. The first one's a classic, of course.
Christmas Vacation rules, too.
Yeah. I just think European's kind of lame.
I don't know. It's got that Plastic Bertrand song in it.
That's that part's cool. Do you like that movie?
Which one?
European Vacation.
There's some cool things about it. I didn't like the chick that played Audrey at all.
Yeah, she was horrible.
But it had What's-His-Face in it. Her boyfriend was...
Jack. He was Johnny from Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Karate.
And the dude from Just One of the Guys.
And he was in Back to School.
He's always a really cool guy.
He's the
Back to School dude. He rules in that.
He's a fucking dick in that movie.
Love him. Oh, and he was awesome in Hot Tub Time Machine.
Was he in it?
Yeah, dude. He's the guy who they make the bet about. He says... that he bets on a game, a football game, because he knows the outcome. And it's like the, I can't remember what it was, but that squirrel ends up on the field and it fucks up the play. And so it goes wrong and he bets him. He goes, your wife has to suck my dick if I'm right. Or if they win. And he goes, well, what happens if you lose? He goes, well, you have to have sex with your friend. You have to suck his dick.
Did you see Hot Tub Party Town?
Yeah, I saw it.
Do you remember that?
No.
I don't either.
Okay.
It's weird you made that up.
You should rewatch it. It's pretty funny.
Okay. What was that first song?
I don't know.
Bob Marley.
Yeah.
You picked it. Remember?
Yeah, no, I picked it. I thought we already talked about it.
No, we didn't. We got off on that other tangent.
Oh, okay.
What was the name of the song?
How many times?
And then the song I played was the Earl's Cry, Cry, Cry. And then the third one was...
That was the Beach Boys.
That's right.
Don't Worry, Baby. Best songs ever written.
Yeah. I'm going to play a live Sam Cooke song.
Do you remember when we went to Foster's Freeze?
Yeah, that was cool.
In Hawthorne?
Did you ever go there? There's like a bunch of Beach Boys sightseeing stuff you can do around Southern California. Okay, anyway, I'm going to play a Sam Cooke live song. I usually don't like live stuff because it's for hippies, but... We've been over this, that I love this album.
There are only a few live records that are ever worth
Loco Live and It's Alive by the Ramones are good.
Both definitely.
I just don't like live albums.
Yeah, I'm not that into them. I always buy all those Ramones ones from back in the day, though.
Don't you have like 10,000 Grateful Dead live tapes?
Yeah, a lot of tapes.
I've got all their tapes. I've seen them 23 times.
I'm going to play that song.
Listen here, baby. I want you to listen to this song right here for me. Got to tell you how I feel right now. This song gonna tell you how I feel. I know you've been gone away from me a long time. But listen, baby, if you would ever change your mind.
Slave, till I'm buried in my grave. tell you, listen to me right now. You know that I tried to treat you right. What did you do? Oh, you stayed out. You just stayed out late at night. I don't care who you was with. Bring it to me. Bring all that good love, baby. Bring it on. Everybody's with me. Everybody's with me tonight. Look, listen. Let me hear you say yeah. 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 If you're with me. Yeah. Say yeah. Right, not good love. That sounds pretty good to me. I want you to do that for me one more time. You gotta do that for me one more time, huh? Let me hear you say yeah. 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 Say yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, bring it to me. I better leave that alone. And bring it on.
You were with a guy named Joe. Then all at once he said you had to go.
this thing's being a piece of shit. All right, first song was Sam Cooke, Bring It On Home Live. Do you like that?
That was really good. That was pretty dope.
What'd you think?
Not that bad.
All right, next song was Benji played.
It was I played U.S. Gary U.S. Bond's School Is Out. A really good song there, I thought.
Not that bad. And then followed by Del Shannon, Hey Little Girl. And then the final song we just heard was about I think it's about our friend Frank Catano, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Frankie by Connie Francis. You know, I just thought of something, that U.S. Gary U.S. Bonds, didn't that song in, isn't it in the beginning of Children of the Corn?
I don't know, is it?
It's in one of those movies, I think it's in Children of the Corn, maybe.
Like when they're driving in the car?
At some scene, I think, no, when they go into...
That cafe and kill everyone?
No, when they go into the town and everybody's gone, I think they go into the house and that's the record and it plays or something.
Oh, really?
I think. I could be mistaken, but I think.
We'll look it up.
Yeah, we could do that.
All right, Paul is going to pick the first song in the next set, right?
Yes, I am.
What is it, bro?
It's The Pleasure Seekers. It's a song called What a Way to Die.
All right, let's hear what it sounds like.
Thank you. someone that you just seem to bring along. Whenever you are all alone and need some company, you always turn to me. String along. That's all I do is sort of string along. You never seem to notice I'm alone. I just want you to want me to. Oh, how I hope and pray that you'll need me someday.
Pleasure Seekers. Wait, the song's called What a Way to Die.
Well, is it the song or the band?
Yes.
Sorry. Pleasure Seekers, Good Way to Die? Is that what it's called?
What a Way to
What
Die.
What a Way to Die. Okay. And then what was the song that you played, the second one?
It was The Gypsy Cried by Lou Christie.
I like that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
And then I played the Orleans, whatever, Don't Hang Up.
Yes. It's
a good tune. And then the last song we agreed on as a committee.
Yeah, that was String Along by Ricky Nelson. Or at that point, he was Rick.
Rick. All right.
That's good.
Do you want to play, do you want to pick the next song?
I don't care.
All right, well, think of something, bro.
Let's do that Cinderella song.
Okay, cool. You're going to like this one. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it.
You loved me, and I told you goodbye. And then tonight I took one look at you, and my heart broke in two. Baby, baby, I still love you. Baby, baby, I still love you. Baby, I don't know what to say. I just can't tell you that I feel this way. Oh, I wanna hold you close to me. I wanna make you feel. Baby, baby, I still love you. Baby, baby, I still love you. I do.
fast and love came to me. I feel so good.
Love came to
and
me.
And knock, knock, knock on wood.
We started that set off with the Cinderellas with Baby Baby.
The song was called Baby Baby.
It might be Baby Baby, I Still Love You. I don't know. That goes out to Jesse Brown. He turned me on to that. That was on this like box set thing that he got. Then after that, we played Bristol Stomp. That's a Philly group.
Philly!
And that one goes out to nobody. Go ahead.
Now we gotta send it out to somebody. That goes out to Kilo again.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
he'll like that.
And then we did.
He won't listen to this shit.
We did Love Came to Me by Dion. That's a classic. Damn, I pretty much picked all those songs, didn't I?
He tore it up.
And then after Dion, we had Come On Marianne by the Four Seasons.
Yep.
And
let's end on we've been ending with a Ramones song every time, so let's do it. Again, but a cover.
An oldies cover.
A Ronettes cover, Baby I Love You. And we'll do some more of these episodes.
We're going to do it all Kansas songs that are about Kansas City. maybe an All Lookout Records.
And all, yeah. Paul, Paul's are you going to come back?
Paul's going to come back.
Yeah, I'll come back.
Really?
Why not?
All right.
Look at this. All right, well, that's it.
Peace out.
Up here. Up here. You two slap hands now.